This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
How I love this time. How I love to be in the presence of Almighty God. I'm bringing you a daily devotional special just for today. Well, at least I think it's just for today. I have no idea. I just have to wait on God and see what the Lord says. But I'm bringing you a daily devotional special today, certainly, and I'm calling it The Presence of God. The Presence of God. Turn with me now to Acts, the third chapter. And we're going to go from verse 19. That's Acts of the Apostles, in the New Testament, right after Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, comes Acts of the Apostles, written by Luke, and we're going to go from verse 19, and this is what it says. It says, "Now repent of your sins and turn to God." This is Peter talking to the Council of Jerusalem, and he says this, "Now repent of your sins and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped away." Then times of refreshment will come from the presence of the Lord, and he will again send you Jesus, your appointed Messiah. Now repent of your sins, says Peter. You see, beloved, whatever we do, whatever we say, at some time we sin. At some time we don't even realize it, but we sin. At other times we do realize it and know we are sinning. And it has to stop. We have to repent. Because I can tell you this, living in this presence that we have each day here on Worship Radio 247, and it is just increasing and increasing and increasing and increasing with every single day it increases. We heard today from Gail in South Africa, whose birthday it is tomorrow, and we will celebrate that. But we heard from Gail, who is actually at this moment in time at work in her office, and Worship Radio 247 is playing on her cell phone in her drawer, and she's listening and she's weeping. The presence of God is touching her heart and her life, and she's working. Oh, but the wondrous presence of Almighty God is even with her in her workplace. And I am sure, I am so sure, there are others around her who are aware of God's presence. Maybe they don't know what it is, but that doesn't matter. What matters is Gail is in God's presence. I only speak about her because she is the only one that I know about. But I know that I know that I know that wherever you're listening in the world, you are sensing God's presence, and you can feel it so strongly. You can sense it so powerfully. I know. I know that I know. Beloved, Peter is telling us that we have to repent of our sins. Paul says in his letter to the Roman church, the 3rd chapter in verse 23, we all sin. All of us sin. The only one who was without sin was our Lord Jesus Christ, our Messiah. But we all sin and we all fall short, and therefore all of us need to repent. Not one of us is devoid of that. No one is devoid of that. And we need to keep short account. We need to repent of our sin, and we need to turn to Almighty God and keep our eyes fixed firmly on Him. We need to do that because I don't want to be out of the Lord's presence ever. I don't want to be without the presence of Almighty God, because when I am in His presence, I feel so strong. It's almost like when I'm in God's presence, I know the evil one can't touch me. Some time ago, I was at Stoneleigh Bible Week, New Frontiers International Bible Week that they used to hold every single year. You've heard me talk about Stoneleigh. You've heard me play their music. Well, in 1994, I was at Stoneleigh Bible Week, and the presence of God was so immense that I knew, that I knew, that I knew that I could not be attacked by the evil one whilst I was in that covering, whilst I was in that presence. And I declared on my way home to my wife and kids, you know what? I've just had a holiday. And they said, what do you mean? I said, I've had a holiday from being plagued by the evil one, from having arrows shot at me, from being in battle, from constantly struggling with this battle. I've had a holiday. And that holiday came about because I was in the presence of Almighty God, and nothing I could do would take that presence away from me. I've been in His presence many, many times. And in 2007, He poured His love on me for 7 whole days and 7 whole nights, and I was in His presence and I couldn't escape it. Wonderful. I want to turn real quick while I think about this to Psalm 139. And we'll go from verse 7. It says, I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me and your strength will support me. I could ask the darkness to hide me and the light around me to become night, but even in darkness, I cannot hide from you. To you, the night shines as bright as day. Darkness and light are the same to you. Do you not want to be in that situation? Do you not want to be in that atmosphere? Just tell me. I believe someone listening to this broadcast right now is sensing this presence, this Holy Spirit presence, and yet you have not committed to the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, you haven't welcomed Him into your life. You've been on the periphery. You've been on the edges, sitting on the fence, if you will. And you're listening now because someone has told you about Worship Radio 247 and you wanted to check it out and see what it was all about. And so you're listening. And I believe the Holy Spirit is now knocking at the door of your heart and saying, come on, it's time. Let me in. Sit on the fence no longer. Come and enjoy this presence. Enjoy this presence forever, not just for now, but forever. Come and be in my presence. My child, I love you. You are precious to me. You are honored. And I love you, says the Lord of hosts. You can join the gang very quickly, very easily. I'm going to pray, and I want you to say these words with me. Just say this. Heavenly Father, thank you for the presence I feel. Thank you because I feel loved and appreciated. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and make me a brand new person, and I will follow you for the rest of my life. I believe you are the true Messiah. I believe you died on the cross 2,000 years ago. And I believe you were resurrected on the third day. And I believe you are the true Son of God. And I worship you. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. You've done it. That's it. That's all you're required to do. You have given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, and you have said that you will follow him for the rest of your life. And you know what? There's a party going on in heaven with all the angels gathered together, and they're saying, hallelujah, glory to God, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Now repent of your sins and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped away. Then times of refreshment will come from the presence of the Lord, and he will again send you Jesus, your appointed Messiah. And that's what we're going to do now, you and I. We're going to repent of all that sin in our lives. And we're going to lay it at the foot of the cross. Pray with me now and say these words with me. And note that I'm saying them as well because it affects me the same as it does you. I sin and fall short. And I publicly declare that in Jesus' name. And I rely on the Lord my God for everything. Just say these words. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry for the sin in my life. I ask you to forgive me now in Jesus' name as I forgive others for what they've done for me and to me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. And Lord God, I promise you, I will follow you and serve you for the rest of my life. In Jesus' mighty name.
Your presence, oh God.
If you said that prayer with me today, I would love to hear from you. You can send me an email to studio@worshipradio247.org. That address once again, studio@worshipradio247.org. Or if you're listening on UCB Island Radio right now, you can send your email to timetoworship@ucbislandradio.com. timetoworship@ucbislandradio.com, and just say, "It was me." That's all you got to say. It was me. Enjoy his presence now.